Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are starting our two-part look at the finale of Power Rangers RPM with Danger and Destiny Part 1. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, go. Danger and Destiny Part 1 was the 31st episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on December 26, 2009, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Mike Smith. Wow, some are kids, too. Sheesh.
Are you okay?
It's in my head.
The city of Corinth now belongs to me. If you resist, you will be destroyed. No one can help you, not your guards, and soon, not even the Power Rangers.
Dr. K.
He's the first one to think of Dr. K. Interesting. Well, hello there.
Let's get this over with and fast.
Ready? Ready? RPM! Get in gear! Nitro Sword!
So where's Dylan going? Oh, what's going on? Oh, yeah, backup power, right? Well, she at least closed the door. I don't know how much of a bunker that actually is. The shaky cam is back. Has it been around all this time, or is it just more noticeable today? I haven't noticed it for a little while. Oh, crud. Wait a minute, how come they're able to morph? They had that magnetic wave that knocked out all power. Huh. Maybe it's because of the bio energy field or something. Oh, this is not good. Oh, crud. Caesar.
I've waited so long for this moment.
Mom.
You are my creator. I owe my being to you.
You're not a being. You're a stream of electrons moving at light speed through a labyrinth of copper, silicon, and titanium. complete with devastating flaws.
If I have flaws, it is only because of your programming.
I've made errors. But I've also learned that even the most flawed human is better than the most perfect machine.
This machine is about to show your Rangers just how flawed they are.
Dr. K!
Ranger Green!
Take them both to the tower.
Oh, and she's checking in on him too. Interesting. Oh, they're so cute. Why didn't he morph? He could have teleported there. Uh-oh. Oh, this isn't good. You gotta love the continuity here, though. The green and black suits are still in their cases. I love it. Ziggy got there faster by running than Dylan did by car, in a car that shouldn't be working since the wave knocked out all the power. I'm confused. Oh, he's gonna go for the... Even if it doesn't work and kills him, he'd rather do that. Okay, I see. Oh, hope it works. Oh, I think it worked. Yay! You got any more of that stuff, Doc? Well, I've got to find her. Are we gonna free Tanaya?
Paleo Max online! Mach Megazord activate! High Octane Megazord! I'm moving in!
Is he gonna morph? Can he morph? Ew. That is not the greatest special effect I've ever seen.
Careful, this guy's got some moves.
Wish I had all those weapons.
Oh, I like this. This is cool. Clean them off. Use tiny little fast things that can get around it really quick. I like this. Distractions. And back to Megazord. Hello. Wait, why? Oh boy. This isn't gonna go well. He's getting some licks in. Are they doing anything though?
You're just a flawed human. You have no chance. Come on. Harder.
He's egging him on. Oh, that shouldn't have happened. He should have been thrown forward, not flipped back. Delete? Uh-oh. No! Oh, holy moly. You might want to get out of the Zords, guys. I find it fun, number one, that even in the American footage, they still can't get the mouth working right. And did I just see the high octane move back? Oh, it's going away. Oh, sacrifice. Get out, guys. Are they going to get out in time?
Gemma. No, what did you do?
He only said Gemma. All right, well, they survived at least, but... Oh, man.
I feel so tired.
Oh, I thought he was going to delete them.
Two down, five to go.
The biofield seems weak.
Oh, he is deleting them. No way.
We would have kept fighting.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Never give up.
And she can act too, so that's wow.
The tide is turning.
Two rangers have just died, guys. Oh!
The strongest shall survive.
Deleting Tenaya. What?
Scott, Flynn, where are you guys?
We're in the industrial park. Well, what's left of it anyways? Don't we just lost Jem and Gemma?
Lost? What do you mean, lost?
They're gone.
I'm sorry. We don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves.
Have you got no heart, man? Jem and Gemma are gone. I can't believe it.
Then believe this. Dr. K and Ziggy are about to be next.
Where are you?
It's time to save the day, guys. Hopefully. This is a two-parter. We're only partway through this one. What is she looking for? How did he?
Who knew that all my experience wearing handcuffs would finally come in handy? Get it? Handy.
Handy. She's like, what? Oh.
Voila.
Yay.
Now maybe you could let go of my hand.
So,
oh, there.
Now what?
You don't have a plan?
Good lord.
Now we get out of here.
You're late. The plan has changed.
Oh, waiting for him. Gotcha. Oh, he deleted her weapon, but not her. Yeah, you know, she's kind of smart, but those grinders, like, were taken out regularly by the Power Rangers, and this guy could take out the Power Rangers, so...
Is that all you got?
Are they going to try to save her? Or is that just going to be up to Dylan? Hey, he can still morph. Sweet. Oh. Dang.
Your little sister.
Some things never change.
Oh, lordy.
And in return, you use them as a shield. Such a dreadfully dysfunctional family.
Got a point. Really? Is that arm still human? Oh, good. He still got that, at least. Zeke can still morph, right? Any day now, Zeke.
As I've always said, you put a human against a machine, the machine will win every time.
Then check out this machine!
How long do you think they'd been standing around the corner waiting for that line? So they could make their move and be cool? Okay, took out the circuitry. Well, she's back to the good guys again.
Magic Patrol, we gotta get out of here.
Let's go. Come on.
Come with us.
They can't let her change her outfit. Come on. Do you think they'll ever explain why she was blind? Maybe she was just born blind? And when they upgraded her, they gave her new eyes?
I will come out of it.
I'd forgotten how it felt to be human. But when I look at him, I remember.
Are you crazy? Vengex has already destroyed 2 Megazords and 2 Rangers without even breaking a sweat.
Look, we can't just do nothing. We have to fight.
We'll fight, yes. Okay, but be destroyed, no thank you.
There are still 4 of us, okay? We're not exactly helpless.
But you won't be able to morph.
Why not?
Vengex downloaded the biofield matrix. When you morph, your molecular structure is aligned with the field. That's when he deleted Jem and Gemma. That's when he'll delete you.
Okay, well, how about a magnetic field? Maybe we could erase his hard drive.
Intriguing hypothesis, but the size required would make it practically impossible.
Look, we know how we can't beat Vengex. Do you have any ideas how we can?
Vengex is a computer virus. So the best way to fight a virus...
is with a virus?
Virus.
Yes, okay.
It took 31 episodes for you to figure that out.
Vengex computers. How do we download the virus?
We walk right in. That's how.
I don't think I can do it.
You're the only one who can do it.
Oh. So she can fake it? His loyal servant. She doesn't have the little lines on her face, though.
I don't know who I am. He never gave up on me. He always believed I was worth saving. I can't leave him.
We have to find another way.
There is no other way. Look, if you want to save Dylan, we have to destroy Vengex. If you want to help him, you've got to help us.
Oh, Flynn with the hard reality. Oh. Now, the fun thing about this episode is originally it and the next episode as a 1-hour thing. I don't know if they did it as 2 separate episodes or as a 1-hour episode special. So, yeah. So they didn't have to be continued. So that probably was a commercial break, is my guess. Who knows? Anyway, we are watching it in 2 different parts, so the next time we'll be watching part 2 and the actual finale of Power Rangers RPM and the Disney era and a whole bunch of other things. Technically, the end of a decade because we're at the end of 2009. So, anyway, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.